This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. Last fall, we had the chance to talk with FMC's Gail Stratman. We discussed the challenges facing farmers this year, and we knew that cutting input costs would be an option that farmers would consider going into this growing season. But we mentioned a few places where cost cutting shouldn't even be a thought. As we're getting ready to plant in 2025, the vision has become more focused, and we need to think about the long-term effects of cutting corners. We'll talk about one of those options right after this.
If you thought soybeans were only used for tofu, think again. From tires and adhesives to next-generation asphalt, soy is used to create over 1,000 industrial products and counting. Thanks to your Soy Checkoff investment, the sky's the limit for Iowa soybean farmers. Oh, and speaking of skies, did I mention soy is also used in sustainable aviation fuel? Learn more about the innovative uses of soybeans at iasoybeans.com.
When I was in Denver for Commodity Classic, I once again had the chance to talk with Gail Stratman of FMC, and we took another hard look at some of the decisions where farmers may be considering cutting corners. Once again, Stratman urges farmers to consider weed control as a do-not-touch part of their plans. Even if you're not an FMC customer, you cannot afford to make a decision that's going to end up costing you more than you're ever going to save by cutting that corner.
Weed control, we know we got to have weed control. The implications of not getting good weed control on the bottom line can be really detrimental. We can try to save 10 or 20 bucks an acre, but making a wrong decision or backing off of that weed control can not only have yield penalties in 2025 that can more than make up for the cost savings. I mean, you try to save $20 an acre and take a 10 bushel yield hit on that, you're now going way back farther back in revenue than you ever did in cost savings.
And the effects of cutting on weed control goes beyond just lost bushels. You need to also think at the fallout if you don't keep a tight grip on those weed populations. You're going to see them build up a seed bank and become a larger issue in the future years. Now, we don't know what the ag economy is going to be like in the next year or the year after that, but good or bad, adding more expense to your future production is not going to help you by saving those few bucks this year. It's not going to balance out. And having extra cost in the event of a good year would not be very beneficial.
You want to make sure that weed control program is sound, because if we now start having issues with weeds coming in, that seed bank is really going to get built up. And now you're not only going to be having a problem in 2025, but now you start leading to problems in 26 and 27 that's going to cost you even more money at that time. So backing off that weed control program in 2025, trying to just save money, may not always be the best approach.
Stratman also takes time to talk about FMC's line of weed control products that can help you stretch your input dollars. That way you don't have to forfeit weed control now or in the future just to try to save a few bucks right now.
Using products like our Authority Supreme Pre, and then our layered residual program with Anthem Max have consistently been the longest residual, strongest active ingredients for weeds like water hemp, velvet leaf, grasses, lamb's quarter, all those key weeds that we fight on an annual basis. Those weeds are really critical to that weed competition piece that we're trying to avoid in corn and soybeans. So, you talk to your local retailer, get a sound residual and layered residual program in place for your weed control program, and remember, it really comes down to return on investment and maximizing that yield at the end of the season to maximize your revenue on that acre.
You can learn more about what weed control options are available through FMC by visiting your local retailer. For Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Dustin Huffman.